Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulls us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Stuff under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I spatted to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me. Haters, fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleo, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching, clip you then I cross you then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here, full pressure to the trigger, bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit.
It's the streets of talking sports talk show. With the hip hop, from a street perspective, I'm your host, L. Bookie. We got Zero, ICE,
Dallas the Guy, and the engineer,
the grandfather of them all, the OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. Happy 420 to everybody. First and foremost, it's Wild Out Wednesday. shout out, man, first and foremost, my man Moo Moo. I see you, man. Yeah, shout out to my man Moo. What's up, ICE? How you doing on this Wild Out Wednesday?
L Boogie in the place to be, baby. Dream Team in the house. What's up for this freaky Wild Out Wednesday, baby? The weather's
what
getting just
deal?
A little bit better. It's getting a little bit better. The weather's getting a little
Man.
Bit better, baby.
It's getting a little bit better, just like the plot continues to thicken in the NFL. Let's start with that first. Next week, we're going to have our NFL draft preview show next week. So let's just start off with this, ICE. We got three kind of like in their class, let's say top five receivers in their class. Some might say two out of three, top 10 in the NFL. You got three of the receivers. My man McLaurin for the Commanders, A.J. Brown for the Titans, and Debo. Debo said not only has one of the newest contract extension now, Debo wants to be traded. I'm going to ask you, ICE, are these three guys merited for asking for this contract extension and holding out during this time doing voluntary workouts? And is Debo in his quest for the trade? Was this the right time to do it? I want to ask you. Street.
Well, with the day and age that's going on now, these guys are trying to get out of those 5 years and trying to get qualified for that. A contract that last year, it's nothing new. Everybody's doing it. So I don't see nothing wrong with that. I just like Lamar Jackson. I wouldn't play a down this year if I'm him, okay? So don't go to none of these practices. So it's the same way. I think the biggest name out of all those is Debo. He got every right, okay, to hold out because, you know, how you get hurt now, then what are you going to do, okay? So I think holding out is not a problem. Or wanting to get traded is not a problem. If I'm the Browns, I'm looking to get a guy like Debo, okay? But the other two receivers, they're above average receivers. They might still get, like, A.J. Brown probably get, you know, he might get a extension right now. But the day and age now is these guys are leaving in their fourth year. And trying to get a contract just like Baker Mayfield, just like Josh Allen, all these guys did in their second and third year. So I know quarterbacks are a little different, you know, but sometimes you got to wait it out too for quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? So I think Debo and every bit has got all the right in the world to ask for a trade or give me that bag, okay? That's my take on that. Peace is talking.
Streets, I'm going to say this, ICE. These guys see Devontae Adams get his deal. They see Tyreek Hill get a deal. They see Hopkins 2 years ago get a deal. But I'm going to tell you this. I need you to play one more year. I know you want your money. You're going into your fourth year. You saw Stephon Diggs get his money. So I'm just saying I need one more. However, I understand. But it just amazes me how guys want to, how they go about it. Like, we know Cooper Kupp, he's up right now. But we don't see him asking for trades and asking, you know, going to hold out in camp and those type of things. So I don't get it. I think these guys should report to camp right now. I'm assuming not right now, but in August, July, August. These voluntary workouts, veterans who are proven like those three, I don't think they should go. But I'm going to tell you this, ICE, with the wide receiver class coming out this year,
a lot of teams, such as the Titans, might say, hey, you want more money? We don't got to give it to you. We'll trade you. And then get somebody else in on a rookie deal. I think that went into the mind of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that went into the mind of a lot of teams who either paid money or traded guys who wanted more money, and depending on the quarterback. ICE, it's been reports your guy came into town and he's been working out with the team. How's the city down there in Cleveland, Ohio, with Deshaun Watson being introduced and being with the squad? What do you think about Denzel Ward being the highest paid? That was just a rhetorical question because I know the city banging hot for Deshaun Watson. I understand. But my question is, the Browns paid Denzel Ward. His family is from Cleveland. I want to get your take. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's a great contract for this guy. First of all, when he get that money, he need to get in the weight room and get the best guy to help him keep his body in shape. And he can be one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL for years to come because he's a lockdown cornerback. And at least that got him signed, and that's the difference. He earned it. When you earn money like that in your first couple of years, you should be able to be rewarded. So he's one of those guys that got rewarded. And, you know, Debo be playing running back too. You know, not trying to change the subject. But these guys, he deserves it definitely. And I just like where we're headed right now. And if I'm the Browns, I'm trying to get one of these receivers out of the draft somehow. But I don't think that's likely. But we got to get a receiver. And I like it already. I got to say one thing about Watson. He's already complaining about the cold. Man, ain't even cold yet, man. And he complained. Talk about his cold, him and Cooper. Dog, he ain't cold yet, baby. He ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I'm going to go into defense. I think he's just probably saying it's cold where he comes from and where he's at during this time of year. I think he's ready for the cold in, you know, November, December. But I don't know about now. Hey, I'm from Cleveland, and I'm not ready for this cold. It snowed on the weekend. And I didn't have to go say once. I'm going to say twice. So, hey, I understand. I understand, trust me. But we come back. Hey, listen. It's the NBA. It's a lot going on. Right now, second quarter, Brooklyn. They are 15 on the Boston Celtics with about 2:30 to go. Hey, is this a must win for Brooklyn? It's the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. And don't forget, world, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. NBA, next. That's
for us to speak at a Western provider, cause it provides with the proper insight to guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So into that day we expire and turn the vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lies. I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshen. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my soul cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels, and rip their green cost. Just turn the project flashing, my quick cash, and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you
it's
never
the streets
know
of talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. It's Boogie. It's Icy. It's Styles the Guy. It's OG the Buck. We in the building, baby.
Hey, man, shout out to all the callers, Harv, Del Mar, D-Bank, Moo Moo. Hey, man. Cutty Cut, Cutty Calhoun. Bone, my guys down in the Ville, man. Shouts out to everybody. Hey, it's getting real. Let's just start with the East first. Let's start with the East. The East is in the house, man. Let's start that off, man. It's frenzy right now. While we at it, let's get on it. Boston Nets. Boston up 1-0. Brooklyn's up 12. Under a minute to go in the second quarter. Kevin Durant, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I just want to ask you, ICE, is this a must-win for Brooklyn? If they go down 2-0, do you think this series has a chance to go 7? Boston's on the run at this time. They down 9 with about 30, 40 seconds left. So I just want to ask you, what do you think, ICE? Does Brooklyn have a chance after game one, going down 115-114?
Oh, yeah, man. You got one of the best skilled duels in the history of the game, Kyrie and Kevin Durant. You always got a chance. Okay, so even if they get down, 0-2, they still got a chance. And I'm looking at a 7-game series because this is not where Brooklyn's supposed to be at right now as an 8 seed, as a 7 seed. So it's kind of like a semifinal game, I would think, instead of first round game. But with this team right here, I think with Boston going to get experience too together, I think they can win in a 7-game series without Simmons. Even though we had two of the greatest players ever, I just don't think the other players played in these games with them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking Boston in a 7-game series. It's not a must-win tonight for Brooklyn right now. So,
for Brooklyn tonight?
Not a must-win. Not a must-win.
What it do? Happy motherfucking 420, cocksuckers. Your boy's in the building. What is going on? You know it ain't no must win. You got to protect home court. If Boston lose, they in trouble. I tell you that. Because if Kyrie and KD get the feeling, somebody's in trouble. Y'all know what time it is. Stop acting like y'all don't know who Kyrie and KD is. That boy Jason Tatum, if he don't show up, Boston don't have a chance. Y'all know that. It's all about Tatum. If Tatum don't get them 30, they're in trouble. Just like New Orleans. If Brandon Ingram can't score, yeah, it's going to be a long night. You can call it a sweep, but that's what's happening. So they just doing what they have to do, man. You got to win at home. You must win at home. Because we know what happens when you go on the road. Yeah, it's hard to win on the road. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. What's up with the streets?
I tell you what, it is a must win for Brooklyn. It is a must win for Brooklyn. Tell you why. can win on the road as well.
Maybe they can't play. Some of their guys aren't that good at shooting, but we all know that defense travels. Not saying that they play a lot of defense in the NBA, but we know that defense travels, and they're consistent. So, to me, I think it's a must-win for the Nets. What do you think about Kyrie Irving being fouled? Being fined $50,000 for his nonverbal language to the fans, and I was kind of irked by the reporter's comments because he thought that this thing was personal. But when I ask you, Ro, do you think Kyrie was wrong for his actions of what he did? Is this getting out of hand? Players interacting with the fans negatively?
No, it's not us. It's not the players getting involved negatively. What people don't understand is what people are saying, what people are throwing at you in the stands, and they not there for that. That's not what you come to the games for. You can like me, you can hate me, but you ain't there to throw nothing on me or talk to me crazy. I mean, that's what security is there for. If security ain't doing their job, then I can definitely protect myself. You know what I mean? Because it's more than just me up in here. I got family with me, too. So don't get it twisted. I mean, some fans can really be obnoxious. And you know, y'all know how it is when you go on the road. They're going to be in your face. They're going to be in your ear. Some of these people don't even know who you are, but they'll have the biggest sign telling your biggest negativity, what you suck at. And that's the only thing the TV gonna catch. That's the only thing the camera gonna catch. You're gonna be like, damn, I didn't even see that until the highlights came out. So I'm not mad at Kyrie. Kyrie been doing, they been swerving on Kyrie all year. So I ain't tripping. I see he. Did the boy do something wrong? I mean, was it that negative?
I see you there.
What did I see?
Yeah,
I
don't think he was wrong, man. He was in the moment. The Boston fans were going in on him, calling him every name in the book. We can imagine if he were there. And he was just reacting. When you doing your thing on that court, man, you dancing like Fred Astaire. And you scoring buckets, you can put your finger up at him, okay? And then the heat of the moment's playoff atmosphere, man. You know, he probably knew he was going to get fined. But we are players, and we've been helpful. But I don't think, you know, I ain't played college ball. I don't know what type of names it could tell you in college. But I know in pros, they can tell you anything and say anything they want to. And you got to kind of, like, accept it. But – and he's a moment, I think it was all good. As long as they don't touch him again, as long as they don't throw nothing on him, he's good. But they can talk to him. He can say something. He can talk shit in the stand. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Street.
What you think, L. Nick?
I call him Swerving Irving. Had a heck of a game the other night. They spoiled his first game playoff debut back at TD Garden. We know the history of Boston Celtics fans. We know the history of the city. Do you understand what I'm saying, world? We understand. Go back and do your research. We understand the layers of Boston, Massachusetts. Me now saying that you get paid a lot of money. Now on the streets, if we street balling, yeah, we throwing up the middle finger and what? Oh yeah, we definitely. Now they can't fine me for me saying things in my breath to the fans. I think he should have did that, what he was doing. But the finger gestures, I don't think that should have been done by Kyrie. He's a more mature player. I think that he got out of pocket with that, but I don't think it's personal. I think that Kyrie is having fun with those fans doing that because, don't you? I used to love going on the road. And when I went on the road, it's crazy, especially in high school, because the gyms are smaller and the fans are more on top of you. And that's where you play your best games if you are that player, if you are that star. So I'm going to give Kyrie -2, and he must move back one space. But let's get to last night's games. Very interesting. Series was going into 1-0. Memphis stole one first game. Second game, Minnesota stole one. And second game, it looked like they were cool with just the split. I'm going to ask you, IC, what do you think about the Memphis and Minnesota? Memphis and Minnesota series moving forward.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Memphis is, as you can see, man, even without Ja Morant, he was like 24-3. Now he's back and he's at a high level. It won the first game, and I like Anthony Edwards, and I like Towns, and I like Russell. He got to step his game up, though. He's been missing pieces the last couple of games too, but they just not they don't have enough bench for Memphis. They loaded, man. You know they got 8-9 men. I know half of those guys' names, man, over there. You know, so they loaded with they can win without Ja, and they can win with Ja. It's gonna be they probably win one more game. I think it's over in 6. They have no chance. And just like Atlanta Hawks have not a chance.
Ro, what you think? Minnesota Memphis. I know I jumped to the wrong conference. We'll get back to the East. What do you think about that real quick?
I really like that matchup between Minnesota and Memphis. That's going to be a 7-game series. Little do we know. Because with Ja back, Ja makes a lot of things happen. But Minnesota, they all right. They can hold their own. And they won one on the road. So I'm going to say that give Minnesota an opportunity. That young boy, Edwards, I'm going to give him a shout-out too. Because I didn't think he was – I'm not going to say I didn't think he was worthy of a number one pick, but he's showing us why. He really that bad. He really is that thing. So I'm going to give it to Anthony Edwards because that's what Cat needed. Andrew Wiggins tried to do most of the stuff, but it looked like Anthony Edwards just got another notch to his game. So I like this series, but, you know, I just hope I get 7 out of those 2. They really ball. So it's going to be a good one. We'll see. We will see.
I'll tell you this.
It's over?
I tell you this, I hope that Anthony Edwards isn't fool's gold after 2 games. We're giving him all these kudos. Oh, Anthony Edwards, he was Rookie of the Year last year. Man, he's proven that he's that guy. I didn't see it game 2. I didn't see the killer instinct. Let's put these guys on their heels and go up 0-2 going home. Yeah, he's young, but if you're going to anoint him, Ro and ICE, he has to be more consistent in every game. In every game. I need to see more Anthony Edman. After the first game, heroics, you come back second game and lay an egg. And lay an egg. So I hope that series goes 7. We'll see. Now let's get to the game yesterday. 2-0. That's the Miami Heat, and the Butler did it. Man, he put on the show yesterday, man. He went berserk. He went berserk. What do you think about the performance and the game that the Miami Heat are playing with Trae Young? I'm going to start with you first, Ro. What do you think about that?
If Trae Young can't do what Trae Young does, well, I'm going to say this. Atlanta's not going to have that magical season or that magical run like they did last year. Last year was special for Atlanta. But I'm going to say this. The Miami Heat got a whole lot of pieces. When your boy Duncan Robinson from Michigan
and your boy Tyler Hero from Kentucky.
Somebody need to put their phone on mute. What's going on?
Who is that jamming?
Go ahead, Ro. I'm listening.
Miami has too many pieces. And plus, when you got Jimmy Butler, who didn't even have a great game one, your boy, Dunk Robinson, hit 8 out of 9 threes, put himself on the map. And if Tyler Hero gets going, it's over. You got Adebayo and all those boys. They are special. So for us to not have been talking about the Miami Heat and giving them as much love as we've been giving all these other teams, Miami might be that team to beat over here. Honestly, them boys look good, really damn good. ICE, what you think about it? It's over. Miami about to sweep Atlanta. I got something in the back pocket.
It's a sweep, man. I love Trae Young, man, but they need more help. He's probably about 5'9". I'm giving him 5'10". And he out there trying, but they loaded with different stars, man, coming out of all angles, shooters, small forwards, centers, playing hell of a lot, shooters all over the court. Just too much for him. There's levels to this. As you can see, Miami been there, and they coach, you know, he's been to that level. And right now, they're taking it to that level. And one thing about Jimmy Butler, though, people don't want – he's not a superstar, you know, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry. But I think he's a notch below those guys. And in the playoffs, he don't care about those guys. Okay, so he's like a, in a regular season, he's probably an all-star, a star. But I think the last 3 or 4 years when Jimmy Butler has been like almost a superstar in the playoffs, just the playoffs, though, because he takes it to another level. He's focused, and I like where he at right now. So watch out for Miami, then. Just watch out for Miami.
They are hot. Boom. It's a sweep. Atlanta ain't got nothing for them.
Street. I tell you this. You know this. If you do your history, you can't win an NBA championship with your lead player being under 6 feet. You need more bullets in the gun. And I think that Atlanta just needs to go in the offseason looking for another star or an all-star. To fit with Trae Young at this time, because right now you're just really, you know, getting the playoffs playing for playoff checks. You in the huddle saying 1, 2, 3, Cancun. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing if you're the Atlanta Hawks. You're just getting playoff checks at this time because you don't have anybody else to go along with Trae Young. When we come back, we're going to talk the Western Conference in Toronto and Milwaukee. We're going to talk Bucks.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Bulls. We're going to talk Raptors. Sixers. Raptors up by 5 right now. They at home. Street question of the night.
More,
who's
man,
better?
More,
Tyrese Maxey or Jordan Poole? It's a cool part.
Seeing it all, it's been through it all, yo.
You better tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a whole lot of girlfriends. I see you, Chuck.
True.
I see you, Chuck. I see you, bro.
Yo.
Bro.
Knowing niggas with rusty-ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Sisters wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Tending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that, then the queen beat it with tack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's some real shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have
nigga OT, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot, where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, y'all on some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitch, just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B, Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, pride in me, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OT, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that shit. That real life shit makes bitches wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our
it's
style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns.
When
it's get busy, it get grizzly.
I'm your host,
niggas
yo,
bloody
pussy.
Twist niggas frontin'. Get the running. For the men get the dumping. The fans get the thumping. M-O-B-V. Got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
They get like a pool party. Jumping
in the club shit. Have you out and out when it drops.
It's OG.
We in the
building,
man.
Shout out to my man Pete on the floor. Guys on, Harvey here. I see you ball. I see you cut. I see you run. Hey, man, he make this case. The show is hot. It's hot. Let's get to the big story. Out west right now, they end up being tied 1-1. New Orleans Phoenix, the top seed, gets knocked. Not only gets knocked, Devin Booker goes down with a hamstring injury. They're saying he'll be out games 3 and 4. Do you think, ICE, that the Phoenix Suns are in trouble losing game 2?
Ooh-wee, man. This is the playoffs, though, man. Devin Booker is that big key to this team. But against the Pelicans right now, I think they got a chance to win the series. And they can he can actually lose. They can probably win one of these games without him. But they can't win the series, any other series, if he's going to continue to, you know, be hampered with this injury. He might can get through, and Phoenix might can get through the Pelicans. Without Devin Booker through the whole series, the whole year, they won't make it that hamstring injury. And it's unfortunate because Chris Paul, either Chris Paul will be hurt. Now somebody else hurt now, you know. So it's always some luck with Chris Paul. But they probably can beat the Pelicans in a 7-game series without Booker. That's how good Phoenix is this year. And you still got Chris Paul, even though he'll be carrying a load, so other guys will have to step up. But we'll have it. It'll be a 7-game series. I think Brandon Ingram is the best player on the court yesterday.
Street, what you think, Ro? Is Ro in the building? I don't think Ro is in the building. Tell you this, ICE. I'm going to tell you two things. One, Brandon Ingram, 37, 11, and 9. Book had 31 in the first half. So I don't know if I'm going to say they're in trouble or hit the panic button because they've won over 60 games with and without Devin Booker and Chris Paul in the lineup. I think so. I don't think that they're in trouble. It's some concern, but trouble, no. But I tell you what, these young teams are showing that the NBA is all about being young. All about being young. It's amazing how these guys in their first playoffs, second playoffs, how they play and produce, especially at home, on the road. Your Anthony Edwards,
your Brandon Ingrams. I don't think they're in trouble. Let's move on. What do you think about Toronto and Philly? It's 0-2. Toronto's up 10 at the end of the first quarter. Do you think that Toronto has a chance in this playoffs, especially without my guy? And Pete, I'm coming to see you. I'm coming to Philly, man. My guy, I need to see you. My man Scotty is out, but do they have a chance to make it a series in Toronto, IC? What do you think about that one?
This is a good one, man. And I like the coach over there in Toronto. Got a lot of bunch of no-name guys that can play ball, man. No-name positions, 2, 3, 4. They long, hammer the rock, athletic. But they are going to miss your boy, though, man. Prove to me that he's the least co-rookie. And, you know, I like him so much that I like Mobley, but I might individually get him. You know, I can give both of them co-MVPs. I mean, co-rookie of the year. But, you know, I've seen Jason Kidd and Grant Hill did it once. That's the only one I've seen. But this year is probably one of the most even balanced years for rookies. And I think Scotty showed me something and Mobley showed me something. And even head-to-head, they both had great games against each other. And they both were winning records for teams. Even though I think Barnes was one of the, you know, I think he probably was the, you know, Sometimes he was the best player on the court some nights, a lot of nights. You know, Scotty Barnes was like the best player a lot of nights. I think he had more better nights than Mobley. Mobley stayed consistent. But some nights Mobley took over, had some good games. But basically, I think Scotty had more bigger games and was the best player a lot of nights over there in Toronto. That's why I would, like, give it an even edge with them. But I like Toronto's team right now. Taking Philly. So I think we got a new emerging star, too, and Maxey. And I think they're going to get him involved in the game. And guy's going to be special. I think they get out the first round, though. Toronto's a good team, though. Might go 6 games. What do you think?
Mike's concern isn't with the Philadelphia 76ers. They will win this series. If not, stupid and sweet to me. Without Scotty, they don't have a chance. Yes, they're on fire early, but they're at home. They should be. I think that it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. And my question is, where is James Harden? He doesn't look like the same James Harden that I know, the explosive guy. He's shooting better from the three-point line than he is from two. He's 5 for 11 from three. I'm concerned. They'll get through this series. But what's he's going to do in the next series? Next week this time, they'll be playing the Heat. We'll see what happens. Last but not least, in the East, Toronto, Milwaukee. Milwaukee, man, they blitzed the Bulls early. I'm sorry, I said Toronto. I'm sorry. The Bulls and the Bucks, they blitzed them early. What do you think about the Bulls? They shot horrible from the field. LaVine, horrible. DeRozan, horrible. They were 32% from the field. This is one thing you got to do, and I'll say it after your take, ICE. What do you think about that series, man? Is it over? Big game tonight for the Bulls.
I think it was a lot of defense, man. The intensity level stepped up. Chicago, so those guys, DeRozan been there before. Zach LaVine looked off out there shooting. You got to be able to hit some jump shots, man. You ain't going to be able to get to the hole all the time in these playoffs. Got to be able to hit it. And I just think the Greek Freak, man, is taking his game, man, into – he's on another – I think he's the best player in the NBA right now. And in these 16 games, he's more focused than anybody. He's thinking about the big picture. I think he cruised through the regular season, learned that from LeBron James. And he's just true. Now he's in another mode. And right now, Chicago – they might win one game, but I think right now they on their way trying to defend their championship right now, and they locked in. Freak might have a big monster game. You know, I see a 40-point game coming, 17 rebounds. This guy be crazy, man. You know, he be doing this consistent in the playoffs.
He's the Greek freak for a reason. And you hit it right on the head. Chicago Bulls must make shots from the perimeter. I think that Milwaukee with Holiday, Middleton, Lopez, Giannis, they're just too long to get to that paint and try to put up some layups. So I have Milwaukee sweeping the Bulls. They just don't have enough. And I say enough, I mean on the perimeter as far as three-point shooting. So I think that series will be over, too, by this time next week. Bucks and Bulls will be over by this time next week. Street, let's talk about Denver and Golden State. Let's go to the pool party. What do you think about Jordan Poole, Maxey, and their play? Like I said, that's the street question of the night. Who's better? I will get to that before we get to break. But does Denver have a chance against Golden State?
No way. Man, this kid, Poole, man, is a version of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson mixed together, okay? And he can play defense. He's long, got a handle, can shoot it from deep, get hot, get crazy. The system he came up, I think Curry does a great job of keeping these guys in the system. He had a lot of guys had some good years, you know, a year here, a year there. But this guy looked like he can be consistent. He can be the first guy can take off that can fit their system. They had Barnes at the shooting guard. Then they had Kevin Durant. Now they got him, and I think he's that Kevin Durant type of player, you know, that he can be right now. So I think they're on a high level right now. Denver ain't got enough weapons right now. Murray out. Michael Porter Jr. is out. That hindered him big time. And the Joker, you know, he's a great player, but he need more help. They probably don't win a game. I'm gonna give Joker. He's just that good. The Joker can win a game by himself over there in Denver. So I give him 4-1, but that series over with. And Steph Curry is about to step it up. So it's about to be wild over in Golden State right now. Be interesting.
Streets. I think they do want to get that series out the way real quick so Steph can get some rest. I don't think that – I love the Joker. And me and my cousin, we have a debate about who's better, Joker or Anthony Davis, regardless of injury, who brings more to the table. So we get into it about who's better between AD and the Joker. So with that being said, him being good, he loves Anthony Davis. He says Anthony Davis is better than the Joker.
Oh, no way. You win that one. You win that debate. Hands down the Joker. Hands down the Joker.
Right. And I just think that they just have too much at home on the road. We'll see how good Poole is on the road. A lot of these young guys, they do good at home, but we'll see what happens on the road. We'll see what Maxey, where his number is at the game three. We'll see what it looks like between those guys. Last but not least, what a game last night. Dallas Mavericks, Utah Jazz. I mean, wow. What a game. And I just want to ask you, Icy. I'm sorry, was that Monday? Yeah, that was Monday. Brunson with 41, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. They tied the series. Will this series go 7? And who wins it? Dallas or Utah? What you think will be the key for either team winning this?
After this performance last night, That lets you know that Dallas is going to win this series. They hadn't gotten in the first round ever with Luka. I think this is the year right here. But that goes to show you how players in the NBA are talented and you just can't let them go. Like Poole's, a lot of them, Maxey's, some guys you can name, a lot of guys from Milton, from Memphis, guys you don't know come off the bench. Jalen Brunson yesterday proved to me again that this era of talented players, there's no guard going to come no fifth guard back in the day is going to come up and score 41 in a playoff game and be the best player against one of the best defensive teams in the league. You got Donovan Mitchell, you got Gobert there, and this guy here, this guy is probably coming in this game as the 10th best player on a sheet of paper, and he wins and he goes crazy, a variety of shots, scoring all type of ways. So that lets you know how the game has changed, and guards are different from the guards back in our day. This guy come up and he probably don't score 41 again in the playoffs. But now that just lets you know that Dallas had an upper hand, and this guy is a fifth option for Dallas. Tim Hardaway didn't even play. Game has changed, baby. Jay, involved, baby.
I have to totally disagree with you on what are you talking about the era. They played defense in the era back then. They had seven-footers. It was the league of the big guys. A lot of guards could not get to the paint. They had to be able to have a jump shot mostly in that era. Now your tallest guy, they go small. Draymond Green's your center. He's 6'5". So we can that's another day of debate as far as, you know, era best. But getting back to the series, Utah needs another guy to go along with the Spider-Man. Spider-Man needs Iron Man. Spider-Man needs an Iron Man. That's what he needs. That's what he needs. With Luka coming back, it's going to be real tough for those guys. It's going to be real tough for Utah. I think that series goes 6. I think Dallas gets into their groove, and I think they move on to the next series against Memphis, if Memphis come out of there alive. So we'll see. We're in the third quarter of the Brooklyn-Boston series. Brooklyn's up 7 with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. And listen, I tell you what, this time next week, it's going to be a lot of guys not available. Street! Yeah. When we come back, we're going to get the callers in the asylum. We're talking receivers, Deebo Samuel, AJ Brown holding out. I just pray Bobby forgive me. Ain't see my son. Do you think that's Yardis smart for doing that? We're talking NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference, Western Conference. Trying to please the bitch. This means in trouble. First major injury in the playoffs. D-Book, he's out. We already knew Luka was out, but we're talking about during the game. You would thought it might have been 3 before D-Book. Is Boston going to make it tough for the Nets? It's going to be real interesting. Is Trae Young a superstar? Is the Miami Heat a true number one? They showing it. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. And as we always say, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Got my dog in the bed, he turning... Yeah. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it phase me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Fucking chopper selling dope, I went to running wild. Threw a drum up in my 40, shoot 100 times. 200,000, my cousin Case, to see his daughter smile. Somebody save me, save me. All this lean and all this spurts gon' drive me crazy. I see niggas switching sides like they kiddy. I can't let it kill my vibe cause I'm too wavy. This is what I wanted, I'ma own it. Anything I ever said, I'm standing on it. Got my dog in the feds, he turning for me. I just pray that he don't say some shit to harm us. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't seen my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Trying to please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In the cell all alone, can't let it face me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. One time my dog tryna lie, me must have lost his mind. When you know how we get down when niggas cross the line. Now I hate to be the one that gotta call his mom. That money mix up with that greed, it happen all the time. If I can't trust you, fuck you. Fuck. Know that money ain't a thing, I tell them touch you. Know them boys gon' bust your brain, I push your button. Facts. To make it home to see my son, know I'm gon' crush you. Cause that's important, to keep it a honey. I just wanna make it home to see my youngies. Move my family out the ghetto, all I want is. Let me dancing with the devil chasing his morning. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't seen my son in a while.
It's the streets of talk, it's going to talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We coming from the street perspective. I'm your host, Dale Boogie. We got Ice, T-Row, Styles of God, and our super producer, DJ, OG the Fuck. We in the building, baby.
All alone, can't let it
fade. Talking Debo Savage, AJ Brown, Clarence. They want to do deal. Debo Savage, not only does he want to do deal, he wants to get traded. Yeah, for a trade.
With all these hate niggas
do you think it was smart by those guys? I see this
paper, I seen real niggas forget the rules.
I say play one more year. But hey, who am I? No, I can't get your bread.
I know they gonna pick and choose.
I fell in love with these streets. We've been talking in an NBA. Do you think these things have a chance? Toronto against Philly.
Pick them up from school to see them fucking smile.
Miami. I'm sorry, the Hawks against Miami, do they have a chance?
I was breaking bread.
Do the Bulls have a chance against the Milwaukee?
I said I would never.
Does Denver have a chance?
Somebody save me.
Against Golden State.
23 and 1, it all
a couple of teams are down.
In the cell all alone, can't let it fade me. I just
we'll
wanna
see.
Make it home to see my baby.
It's the streets of talk and sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Log on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com. Category sports search box. That's DA. The streets is talking. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend, and she better tell all her girlfriends. Streets! ICE, I want to ask you first. Trey Young. Is he a superstar? And I'll ask you, Ro, next. Is Trey Young a superstar?
He's an all-star. He's an all-star. He's a damn
he's
good
a
player.
Star?
He's a star. He's a star. He's not a superstar. He's a star player. He's A1. He's A. He's an A. He's an A player. He's an A player. He ain't to the A1 level yet, but he's an A player. He almost there. Same old as, you know, Jimmy Butler ahead of him. It took Jimmy Butler years to get to where he at. There's levels to this. You know, it's the LeBrons, it's the Currys, it's the Clays, the Rants. For a 5'9", 5'10" guard, I'm going to make him a star, not a superstar yet. But he need another player to help him out, though. Shooting guard that's big, 6'7", can get his own shot off, take the pressure, because he has the ball in his hand the whole game. Too small to have the ball in his hand the whole game, just like Garland. You know what I'm saying? So. He's a star. He's a star. What do you think, bro? What do you think?
He's an all-star. Look for the
he's
team
not a
that
star?
He plays.
Because you go all-star, starting, superstar.
He's an all-star. He's making his lane. He plays for the Atlanta Hawks, ladies and gentlemen. He only took the team to the NBA Finals when nobody, well, the NBA Eastern Conference Finals when nobody thought they had a chance to make it last year. He's good. He's very good. Now, where I disagree is when you say he's just an A player. He's an all-star. This is only his third. Come on, man. He's doing his thing. So he becoming one. He not top. Come on, you know it's hard to be 75 greatest. So yeah, he's making his lane. But he an all star. He's not a superstar, but he's an all star. So he is some kind of star.
Yeah, he's a
star. Come on now, we gotta give
him
that. Boo, you not gonna give him that? The boy can all. He not only can he score, but he can dish the ball too. Come on.
Yeah. He won a better passes too.
That's not an all-star player. He creates double team and triple team. That's not an all-star player.
I think that's a star player. I think when you've taken your team to the Eastern Conference Finals, when you arguably have the best floater in the game, arguably, when there's no one on your team consistently every night gives you over 20 points and you're here and you're under 6 feet. I think he's a star. I think he's beyond an all-star. I think he's a star. As Jimmy Butler, I think Jimmy Butler's a star. And Jimmy Butler, to me, at one time was a superstar, and that's just my opinion. I thought at one point in time he was a superstar. What year was that?
What
that
year
was 3 years
superstar?
Ago. 3 years Lord. Ago. He was a superstar.
Yeah, before he got traded? Or before
when
he
Jimmy Butler was a superstar. After he left the Bulls, he took Minnesota to the playoffs. After he left there, they were back in the lottery. To the bubble.
Trey Young got to the conference finals.
And put on a show. At that time, Jimmy was a superstar. At that time, I think he declined to a star at this point. But he was a superstar. To me, everybody has his title, but at that time, Jimmy to me was a star because he was two way. At that time, he was the best two way player. At that time,
so how do you go from a superstar to just a star? Like you can't demote a brother like that.
I think he's better right now than he ever been right now. I hear he scored a career high yesterday at 45. He looked like a superstar yesterday. Now, that was looking like a superstar. That was a superstar. Now, I ain't seen him play that good ever. Now, he's been a star, but he's never been. That's a superstar game yesterday. That's a fact.
You said it, facts, to a certain point. He's played superstar status in that bubble finals. That was one of the best performances in the finals by individual carrying his team. You don't think so?
He was a star player.
That was his best performance ever when he scored like three. It went six. He scored three games with 40 points in the finals.
He didn't score 45.
Come on,
was a career high though.
I understand, but he scored 40. We're not saying he put the five on the end or the three on it, but he scored 40 in the final against LeBron James.
I thought he was a star player. I thought he was a star player. I never thought him as a superstar just yet, but he never. But he that's your opinion. Again, you're right. That's your opinion.
Like, how you go from a super to just a star? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Offensively,
He was a star back in 3 years ago. The defense made him a superstar because nobody could do it like Jimmy two-way. Him and Kawhi Leonard were the best two-way players in the game 3 years ago. They was, he was a superstar. But moving on, next question, street question, who's better, Maxi or Poole, Jordan Poole?
That's a good one, man.
Right now.
I'll ask you first, bro.
You have to go with Jordan Poole right now. Maxi just turned it on. We didn't know we were going to get this out of Maxi. Maxi, when James Harden got to Philly, some change with Maxi's game. And even though he a boy straight from the D, you know we're going to rep that hard. But, yeah, man, that boy Jordan Poole be doing some things. I be like, damn, who passed on him? Like, and he got to Golden State. Like, that's not good. That's really not good. But if he could keep his confidence where it is right now, yeah, it's going to be hot. Boy, Phoenix going to have their hand. Phoenix better not have nobody hurt when they meet the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Because listen here, man. Like ICE said earlier, it's something about him looking like he's a combination between Clay and Steph doing some of the things. You see the fade he hit in the full face, fading from the right? I said, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. Like, I mean, nasty, too. and one from the three-point line. Yeah, I'm going to go with Jordan Poole. My bad. That's just me, man. My bad. ICE, who you rolling with? The East or the West?
He said Poole was better. I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to say Tyrese Maxey.
I said this right here. Before Hardy even got there, he went from 6 points last year to like 18 a game. Okay, it was like the second best score on the team before Harden even got here. He went in a slump for a week or two with Harden not fitting to the system. So he switched his game up. But now they see this guy freely can just do whatever. He can pull up. He got the floater. He got the three. He's slashy. He can get the assist. But what I say about Poole is he's in a great system because he's in a system that does the same thing with Curry running off, moving off these picks and running off. I don't think he can do that on another team, which he'd still be a good player. But I think Maxey got a little bit more game right now. He's a quick guy. Even though he's long, Poole's long. I think both of them great players though, man. But the system that Poole's in right now, if he get a big contract somewhere else, and go, I don't think he's gonna be scoring like that. You know, because he ain't gonna be doing that. They pass the ball all crazy. The right, you know, they find a guy you hot. They stay with you. You know, Maxey go get his own, man. Like, give it to me, get clear and get by you and pull up floaters, pull up jumpers, hit the three. So he got a variety of shots. So I'm gonna go with Maxey by hair. But if Poole stay in that system, he might be a better player because he's just in the Golden State system. These are facts.
Streets
is talking. While I win,
I'll tell you this. I think we're talking offensive. And that's my thing, being a coach. What can you do on the other end? And I think Maxey would benefit being on any team because he plays defense. I think that both systems fit both guys. That's why they're successful. And I'm going to go even further and say, shout out to the Golden State Warriors because they do develop their guys. They develop their players. And Poole, let's not forget also, Poole was drafted in the first round by Golden State. Let's give shouts out to Golden State. And Poole was coming off the bench at one time for Michigan, the University of Michigan. So, yeah, they've done a lot over there in Golden State developing Jordan Poole. But Tyrese Maxey, I think he's a hair better just because of his defense. And he's getting his points with guys who need to rock, and B needs to rock. Harden needs to rock, and he's still getting his points off. He's still getting his. So I'm going to give a hair also to Maxie. But we'll see what both guys do on the road. Just for the streets, it's the end of the third quarter. You have Boston 85. You have Brooklyn 90. Woo-wee! It's going down in the NBA. It's going down in the NBA. You got Toronto, 56. You got 76ers, 46 at halftime. Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. When we come back, we're going to have a big W of the day. It's the street. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
The young man, young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for me is say this, say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my
DJ. You heard of 101, the hottest nigga under the sun. I come from under the Tommy, bustin' the Tommy. You come from under your garments, your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did. Now you know I played like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a Hall of Fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names. Hey, it's Cash Money Records, main a lawless game. Put some water on the track, fresh for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is spasmatic, what they call insane. They need my motherfucking aim, I get dope, boy. And you already know that pimpin' 18, I'm living young and show that Bentley. Son of my paw, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. Oh, DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Oh, DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
The coupe through traffic, rush hour, GT bent, roof is absent. Your bitch present with the music blasting, and she keep asking, how I shoot if it's plastic? I tell her, you see if your boy run up, she said back and cut the car to back up, up a show. Hey, Big Mike, they better step their authority up before they step to a sergeant, son. I got army guns. You niggas never harming, young. Fly with me, my opponent's done. I'm done talking. And I ain't just begun. I've been running my city like Diddy, your chump. I fly by you in a foreign whip, on a throttle with a model bony bitch. Paraphony sick, her hair is long as shit, to her thong and shit. Well, here we go, so hold on to this. Now let's go.
Hold on, hit the blunt.
So go. So go.
Wide receivers eligible for a new contract, holding out. Debo Samuel, AJ Brown, just a few. We've been talking NBA playoffs all this series. The predictions, we'll see what where everybody be at next week this time.
Hey, man, we got a hot one in the TD Gardens, man. 93-87 with about 10 minutes to go. Brooklyn.
Woo-wee.
Man, it's going to be ugly for you guys. Next week, they're going to be on their fishing boat. They're going to be on their fishing boat. But if you want to go back and listen to the show, just go to blogtalkradio.com. That's category sports. Search box, that's DA. The streets are talking.
I'm El Bush. We got Zero South Sky, like I said, ICD. We in the building, baby. Shout out to all the callers for calling in. It's that time of the show where we talk about the big dummy of the day. Now, this big dummy of the day, wow, you're going to love this one, guys. This big dummy of the day was in the play-in game. He was on the road. They were getting stumped so bad. You know what they do, Ro. You play college ball. You know how it go when you're getting blown out. Icy, you know how it go when you're an official. Some guys want to get kicked. They so frustrated. They get so upset. They get ejected from the game. Not only did he get ejected from the game, he was so upset at the officials. They were down 30 points. He took his mouthpiece out, threw it at the officials that he had written on the floor, and ends up hitting a little girl. He got fined $50,000 for that. He plays for the most popular player that has ever played the game in Michael Jordan. His name is Miles Bridges. And I think you burnt your bridges in Atlanta, my man Miles Bridges. So for 420, guys, for 420, 2022, Miles Bridges, you are dummy.
You big dummy.
You tried to get foxy and throw your mouthpiece, and on the podium you say, I hope I can get in touch with that young lady and do something nice for her. I know you do.
Give her some crypto calls.
I just know you do, Miles. C-Ro, it's that time, man. The COs that came out, we got to get back to our sales, man. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, shout-out to everybody. All the callers in there, silent. Shout out to the fam. Shout out to the dream team. That's boy STG the younger. With the egg, ICE, in case of emergency. OG the fuck, my big brother Boo. Man, to all the callers, man. We love you, man. You know what it is. You wild out on Wednesday. Happy 420 to all my people. Do your thing today. All right? You ain't got a drink. Just put something in the air. That's all you got to do. I'm going to let this back window down. So we can keep this flowing, you know? But I love y'all, man. You know what it is, man. I catch your boys next week. That's all up.
ICE, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Shout out to the Dream Team, T-Rizzy, Buck, L Boogie, Styles of God. Hey, man. One thing I can say, though, man, NBA is in safe hands right now, baby. We got some good players in the NBA right now, baby. And they letting them play, too. Ain't no excuses. Let's go.
Drink.
Cool, man. Please shout out
hey,
to
man. Them. I want to give a shout out to all the callers, man. My man Moo down the way. My man D-Mac. My man Cuddy Cut. My man Bone. I want to give a shout-out to everybody listening in all over the country. I want to give a shout-out to my people who just got in the city today, man. One of my people just got in the city, man. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's still putting it down for the world, man. Our military people, man. Those people out down there in Ukraine, I still want to give a shout-out to their families, man. Shout-out to their families. You know what I mean? It's starting to warm up, ICE. It's almost that time for a good old barbecue. As my man OG the Buff would say, man, see Rizzy, Styles of God. Love you guys. Amen. And as always, keep inspiring me. Pictures rolling. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm talking about a whole go full of
Hey, Boston Nets is tied 92. Oh, Boston up 5. Excuse me, Boston up 3 with 7:30 to go. Street.
Uh-oh.
See you next Wednesday and wild out. Let's wild out.
Get the liquor and you can get the females. It's cookie shit that we inflict and get street sales. Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us a rebel. Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home and something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop it. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mo'Bra, Mo'Bra. Sad dog, tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all want to see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Straight!
Straight!
We'll see you next week while I let the wonder die.